Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friday interview, and today we're very fortunate and happy to be joined by Padres first baseman Ryan O'Hearn. Ryan, heading into the final 9 days of the season, give me your take on where the Padres are as a ball club. Mentally, physically, are you guys playing a little bit ahead for the playoffs? Can you focus on the job at hand? Tell me where everything is right about now.
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot. I mean, I think it's, you said it, there's 9 games left. Playoffs are lingering. We haven't clinched a playoff spot yet, but we're getting close. So I think it's just a little bit of, taking it one day at a time and focusing on winning the game each and every day. And then, and that excitement, in the back of our minds, getting ready to play some October baseball. So I think we're in a good spot. Clubhouse vibes are great. As they have been since I've gotten here, and I've just been enjoying it, and ready to rock and roll here. Hopefully, get hot in the next few days and carry us into the playoffs.
Ryan, I want to talk a little bit about your year as a whole. I mean, you came in to this year as an Oriole. You guys had big expectations. That kind of went sideways pretty quick, but you continued to have one of your best seasons of your career. What has gone right for you this year? What change may have made at the plate that has revealed so much good success for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there was a change really from last year. Just kind of continuing the work that I had learned about last year and take the success I had last year into this year. And like you said, it was a rough start as a team. We didn't do what we wanted to do in Baltimore. But I felt good about my bats and wanted to try and push it and try to make it by the trade deadline, be in the conversation to get, in the playoffs. And then obviously that didn't happen. So, great opportunity to come to San Diego, beautiful place, awesome people, what a really good team. And, I've enjoyed it. And obviously haven't played as well in San Diego. And I know that, but I've been working my tail off trying to get back to, what I know I'm capable of. And, the last few days especially, I haven't played well. I haven't contributed, and that weighs on me. But just kind of getting lost in the work, came out, did early hitting today. I feel like I have a good, swing thought and good process going in today. So 9 games left, plenty of time to get hot, and hopefully contribute to the playoffs when it really matters.
I was going to say, I mean, the great thing about any slump is that it's got to be followed by a hot streak. That's the only way out of it. So, with that hot streak, hopefully, is right around the corner. And I know you're very more than capable. It's been an all-star season for you, Ryan. You got your first all-star berth. I'm sure you're proud of that. Talk a little bit about what that meant to you, what that experience was like. And then right after that, to have your really, I don't think we get it as fans totally, but to have your life turned upside down and be traded from one coast to another, talk a little bit about trying to navigate that as well.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, making the All-Star team was a dream come true. And, I, you know, there's a long period in this game where I didn't think that that was going to happen. So, you know, for that to happen this year is just an incredible blessing. I'm definitely proud of it. You know, what an amazing experience playing with being in the locker room with the best players in the world, be able to call yourself an All-Star, start the All-Star game, you know, all those things. That was amazing. Yeah, and then, you know, like I said, their trade deadline happens. You know you're getting traded, which is a whirlwind. You don't know where you're going to go, you know, kind of situation you're going to end up in. And it can be hard going from, you know, new scouting reports, new hitting coaches, new everything, trying to, you know, assimilate and you know, join a new team that's been grinding together all year long in August. And, you know, it can be tough. But I will say, you know, the team was more than welcoming. Everybody's been great. Coaches have been great. Everybody's been awesome. And, you know, I'm very grateful to have ended up here in San Diego with such a good team, so many good people, and, you know, an opportunity to do something cool here at the end of this year.
How important is the vibe in the locker room? Because we hear that a lot about this particular locker room. I know you're coming from Baltimore, where it certainly seemed like when everything was going right, you guys had a terrific locker room, had a lot of fun with one another. How important is that, especially when you are trying to assimilate to a new team? I know having Ramon, you know, by your side doing that along with you made it a little bit easier. But just talk about the importance of having kind of a good feel in that locker room when you walk in every day.
Oh, I think that is one of the most important things. You know, you can have good players on paper. You can have the numbers. You can have all that. But a team that gels together, that enjoys being around each other, that has fun together, those are the teams that win and do something special in the postseason. And I think there's no doubt that this team has that. That was apparent from day one when I got here, how close-knit everybody was. You know, there's dinners on the road. Guys like to hang out, talk trash, you know, like it was apparent that it was a very close-knit clubhouse, which was really fun for me to be with, you know, and definitely, like, you know, coming over and, you know, you watch guys like Manny Machado, Bogarts, Darvish, you know, these superstars for so many years, and then, you come over and you get to be in the same clubhouse with them and get to know them as people, and it's been really fun for me. And there's no doubt this clubhouse is tight. These guys love each other, and I think that's, you know, what's makes it really fun winning together with a group of guys that enjoys each other and wants to have fun and, you know, win, do something special. And I think the clubhouse vibe is something that maybe fans from the outside don't, the vibe in the clubhouse, they can't see. I mean, they can maybe see a little bit of it on social media, but that is such an underrated, important part of a winning baseball team. Because you got to love who you show up to work with because you're together for, you know, every day. And, through good times, through bad times, through slumps, through, you know, whatever. And, you know, if you can have a group of guys that, regardless of how they're performing at the certain time, they're the same guy in the clubhouse. They, you know, the relationships are strong. The, the fun stuff that teams do together as a unit, I think that's what keeps teams moving in the right direction. And, you know, there's no doubt the Padres have that.
Ryan O'Hearn is with us, native Floridian, went to school at Sam Houston State, and then back to the East Coast, now out to San Diego. Have you had any time to experience San Diego, and you know, what kinds of things have you been able to do? What have you found you enjoy out in Southern California, or has it been just all work and no play?
Well, I mean, we've had one off day at home. It was like right when I got here. My wife and I went to the Cove in La Jolla. We're staying in La Jolla, so we went to the Cove and saw the seals and had some dinner out there, and that was a great day. And then our only other off day at home is coming up, and I think we're going to go maybe to the zoo.
I can tell you in advance, the zoo smells a lot better than the seals do.
I kind of find that hard to believe, but okay.
Yeah, it's actually true. I think you'll find it that way.
But yeah, San Diego's beautiful, and what an amazing city. So very, very excited to live there currently and experience the zoo or whatever we decide to do on this next upcoming off day.
Ryan, you obviously have had the experience of playing in many different roles. You've played some first base. You've DH'd a little bit. And there's kind of been kind of a rotation. I mean, you've been in there for most nights. I mean, has it been easy to kind of keep your rhythm, even though it's kind of been at DH at first base? It's kind of been what you've been doing pretty much all season long, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, things like this can happen when you have so many good players deserving of the bats. And you know, I've made it clear since I've got here that I'm a team guy. I want to do whatever is asked of me, and I'm going to do it, you know, and be excited about it and pour my all into it. So, you know, whatever that may be, it's definitely a little bit different role than I had in Baltimore. But, you know, I think, like I said, when you have so many good players, that's just what it is. There's only so many spots on the field and so many at-bats to go around. But, you know, I've played quite a bit. And, you know, lately it's been rough and my at-bats, I know that. But the work is there, and I have a feeling it's about to get good.
Well, you're in the lineup tonight, so we wish you the best. And let's get like you said, a hot streak is right around the corner, and it's going to come right at the right time for you and for us here in San Diego. We're excited to have you 2 months ago, and I know the fans are still excited to have you now. Looking forward to seeing what we do down the stretch. Nice meeting you, Ryan O'Hearn, and best luck the rest of the way, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Take care, Ryan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.